football on off the ball.
But yeah, there's some good managers floating around, and that's in a way what the Premier League's become. It is a home of star coaches as much as, well, more than star players.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball, GAA.
Armagh have been crowned 2026 Ulster Senior Football Champions after finally getting the better of Monaghan after extra time in St Tiernan's Park in Clonus this afternoon, winning by 9 points in the end on a scoreline of 228-25. Despite being nearly caught in normal time, having been in a commanding position with 15 minutes to play, a superb extra time display from Kieran McGeaney's charges got them over the line. Rory Grugan pulled the strings, man of the match Oisin Connerty continued his tour de force, and another sub, Oisin O'Neill, put away the crucial second goal. Inspired once more by substitute Jack McCarron and also Stephen O'Hanlon, Monaghan came back from 6 points down with 12 minutes left to grant us another 20 minutes after a fantastic Ulster final to that point. Armagh dominated much of the game up to then and looked set to push for home after Tiernan Kelly's 43rd minute goal had sent them 7 points clear. However, this became the fifth Ulster final in a row that went to extra time and the fourth in a row for Armagh, who had lost the last three, including two on penalties. And when Stephen O'Hanlon kicked Monaghan ahead with the first score after extra time, some Armagh fans may have been fearing the worst. But Armagh did not let Monaghan score again, as they shot 1-7 without reply to seal their 15th ever provincial title and their first in 18 years. Monaghan go on to face Mayo in 2 weeks' time. Armagh host Derry next. But tonight, they'll celebrate the 2026 Ulster Senior Football Championship title, having beaten Monaghan in Clonus by 228-25 points after extra time. Rory Grugan, you're an Ulster champion as an Armagh footballer. You've waited a long time for that.
A very long time. I don't care to say how many years I've tried, but it's been a long time and a lot of near misses, so it's fairly sweet today, Tommy.
You did a lot of good stuff today, and you didn't stumble over the line in extra time, but again, it was extra time, Rory. What happened, do you think?
It's hard to tell when you're in the thick of it, like, especially because I was watching on from the sideline. You're running up and down the line going, surely this isn't happening again. Like, we went 7 or 8 up, and you're thinking, we're finally going to do it, you know, we're going to see it out. But credit to Monaghan, like, they're never beaten. It was the same as Derry. We talked about it and you planned for it, but it's still hard to stop the tide the way momentum swings now.
It's unbelievable. And an extra time there, you go 1-7 to 1 point up after the point from O'Hanlon. Is it as much about keeping the head as anything else? Like, you really got on top.
Yeah, like, we've unfortunate experience of those three previous finals and all extra time, so you know how it can change quickly. So we just said, out first half, simple scores, like, can get you there. And then at half time, credit to Geezer, he just said, you're in the position that you were in the third quarter. Do you step back or do you go and finish it off? So he encourages us to go after it. And the first 3 or 4 minutes of the second half of extra time, we were brilliant. You know, maybe went 7 or 8 up. And at that stage, realistically, the game was over.
Rory, just, you were so good for so much of that normal time, but the energy didn't seem to go from the legs when Monaghan got the comeback on you with 10 to go. How did you get it back? Because I know Kieran made 3 subs at half time. You said he kind of reset you and equipped you to go at it.
Yeah, like, when the momentum swings now, it's so hard to change. Like, you want to get hands and ball from a kick out. And any time we got it, it seemed like we could still get a score up at the other end. But Monaghan's 2-point threats are so good that they just were never beaten. And they kept going. You have to give them so much credit. We had the ball trying to work the buzzer beater, and Turbo, you know, wet ball just slipped out of his hands, and we nearly could have lost it. A brilliant block from Darren McMullen maybe saved us. And at that stage, you can hit the total reset button, a new 15 can go out. And like I said before, we had loads of experience of that, so we used that, I think, fairly well.
I was wondering who was it, but it was Darren McMullen. I say that one might go down with Joe McElroy in terms of getting the fingers on a ball. Like, the moments like that are so important.
Small things like that maybe other people wouldn't notice. Like, Dara was in serious cramp mode at that stage, was barely fit to run, and he was a full length block. And like, I happened to be looking over my shoulder, and Monaghan were on a massive counter, and there was maybe like 30 seconds. They definitely had enough time to go and score. So that was a match defining moment. So credit goes to him. He'll go down along with Joe Mack.
We've seen the development of your squad over the last couple of years, and we've seen the depth in action again this year, but you've had a lot of injuries. You yourself have been out for quite a bit. You used the head, I think, as much as anything else. You come on, you had your paws on so much and got involved in so much as well. How are you?
Yeah, like, our squad depth was talked a lot about in 24. It's probably taken a hit there in the off-season this year. It's allowed for young blood to come in, and that has given it a freshness as well. And as the injuries finally sort of started to clear up, you have that depth then to bring on, like Ross and Quillen, Oisin O'Neill, and boys like Aidan Forker and stuff. So it was nice to get in, first of all. For me, it's been a long enough road, my injury troubles. have been fairly tough, but I've been trying to hang tight and hope that good moments will come later in the year. It's a long season. So it's nice to be in and be a part of there, the extra time at least.
And you can also use what's between your ears if the body isn't moving as well. We saw John Heston come off the bench for Westmeath today, make a comeback, but being out, Rory, and coming into a game like that in the midst of the madness, what are you trying to do?
You have to understand what you're good at. Like, I'm 35 now. I'm not like Connolly. I'm not going to go beat people at 100 mile an hour and kick a point. Like you said, you have to use your head. If the game requires that to be slowed down and get into kind of set plays, or if it requires you to drop back and help someone, you have to have a good sense, a good head on your shoulders, and try to make good decisions on the ball, and I think that's what my role is at this stage.
I better let you get into that dressing room, but you give me one more answer. You won an All-Ireland in the middle of it, but there's been a lot of heartbreak for this team in Ulster finals. Is there a word to sum up what it's like? Because I could see the celebrations.
It's just very special. Like, it's that relief feeling again when you've been so close for so long as a team. Like, 18 years is very long as Armagh people to have not won one, and it's a long time coming, but we're going to enjoy it.
Rory Grogan, Ulster champion, thank you.
Thanks, Tommy.
Alright, we're in St Tiernach's Park in Clonus. I'm with Kieran Hughes, former Monaghan footballer, two-time Ulster winner as well with Monaghan. Armagh got the job done today, Kieran. They've been waiting a long time to get over the line. They stumbled in a way, but it was comprehensive after extra time against Monaghan today.
Yeah, stumbled, but like, I think a lot of teams are stumbling with these rules now. Like, I don't think any team's playing to the full capacity for 70 minutes anymore. You know, we were speaking during the game that there were six or seven up, and it started to slow the play down, and you're wondering, is this the right time to do this now? But look, it's worked out for them. They're not going to think of the negatives of what happened during the game. All they can think about now is that they've got the job done, and that's all they need to do today. It was fourth Ulster final in a row. That's, when you get to that stage, just get it done. Doesn't matter, ugly, pretty, whatever, do it.
It's not quite Westmeath, who've just won their second provincial title ever, and we were watching the kind of scenes there in the press box ourselves. But the Armagh fans, the players, McGeaney and his management team, they really celebrated this moment.
Big time, yeah. I said it during the week. I knew if they got over the line in this one, they would. The Anglo-Celt has been won by Kieran as a player so many times. I think it could be five or six we have. I could be wrong on that, but he would have known to get over the line in this one and to manage a team would be unbelievable. Like, his CV of management and player, and the record of trophies is incredible stuff. Like, what the last 15 minutes, it looked like it was going Monaghan's way, and Everton was falling for them, the breaks in Everton, and if they just had got the ball away in that last 15 seconds, don't even know who blocked it for Armagh. We haven't even got around to that yet. Like, but that could be looked back on as the most pivotal part of the game, whoever blocked it to go out for a sideline and the hooter went, because there was loads of space up the field. It might not have shown it on the screen or TVs at home, but there was loads of space for a kick pass, and you know, Jack or Mooney might have got on it to swing it over, who knows. But that's the ifs and buts and maybes now of the game at the moment. And you know, it was joy to be here. It was some spectacle, and again to see Oisin Connolly in flesh was and again McCarthy for Monaghan, he really took out today. He really showed what he's about, and what Monaghan or Scotland maybe were missing last year. You know, that bit of pace and power and just fluidity.
It is a special thing in Ulster final here, especially when it's a sellout, and especially when both fans and both teams feel like they can win today. We'll come back to Monaghan in a minute. What did Armagh do really well today? And you mentioned Oisin Connolly there, his pace, the way he cuts through, the scores that they kind of created from that sort of running was unbelievable at times. What do you think was the winning of the game for Armagh?
I think their basic skills. There were some boomers kickouts hit out around the middle, and their hands were unbelievable. And they got them out of the tackle, and they got torn, and they were able to face the goal and get straight through. Like, they probably should have had the game out of sight 10 minutes and maybe 15 minutes into the second half, where they had a couple of chances to either ship it across or go for the onion bag. And they look back there and they'd be disappointed. But I just thought their ability to get out of the tackle, their strength, their power, was probably the winning of the game. Blaine chanced his arm with a couple of shorts in the last 15 minutes. I think there could have been four or five. He didn't get away with two of them. We got Monaghan back in the game, but he still went for it. He was very brave to go for it. And you know, McGrain was coming in and grabbing it in the chest. And you know, that's the sort of stuff that wins and loses big games. Like, not being able to get on it. Like, and you know, the reality of it is that the ball bouncing of Carl's chest in extra time, for them to go straight through and get the goal, was that's the winning of the game. And if he handles the ball, get up and get a score, you know, morning or win, or you know, ahead by a point. So inches, just inches high, and oh, morning will be sick. There's no doubt about that. If you had told him this time last week that you know, there'd be in a game with 10 to go, they would say, yeah, we'll have them now. But unfortunately now it's just the gods were looking down on Armagh and it was their time today.
It's amazing and there's no getting away from it. We all pay in to watch the bits of magic, the two-pointers, the spinners, you'd have been fond of a few of them yourself, or the goals. But sometimes, as you mentioned, it's the paw in that stops a fella putting the ball over the bar. Like Armagh could have got a point or maybe a goal in the second half. I haven't even remembered who actually tackled Tomás McCormack and the ball ended up in Rory Began's hands, but it was an unbelievable tackle.
Stephen O'Hanlon, yeah, because we just seen it at full time. It was Stephen O'Hanlon. And for the 15 minutes Stephen had after that there, whoa, just unbelievable. I think he got 4 points from Monaghan. And I said it during the week, it goes, if we can get Stephen operating at the same level, he was unbelievable against Armagh in the league here, and he's probably the only Monaghan man that stood up that day. I think he got 4 or 5 from play, and he's capable of that there. We all know it over the years, we've seen some of the clips that he's been at against Dublin and stuff, and for him to do it on a consistent basis now, hopefully for Monaghan will be outrageous. But he's a joy to watch in this sort of ground. He can skip and dance around men, and when he's shooting boots on, there's no better man to watch. But deserves an Ulster title, didn't get it today, but hopefully if they stick at it, there'll be a belief there now that there's anything's possible.
Yeah, there's a serious young crew coming through as well. O'Hanlon kicks the first point of extra time. Aaron McKay ends up blocking a shot for Ryan McInnespy, and I think the two of us said, I think it was McKay's second or third block of the game, it was a pivotal moment too, because in extra time a goal is huge and Armagh just got one, but any bit of auction you can get when the clock is running down.
Oh yeah, and that's they look back, I'd say the management teams now, they look back more on the team's defensive actions at pivotal moments, because see the way the scoreboard is, what's that there, 25 to 228, like it's so easy to look at the scores back, but some of the defenders have to just stick to their job. Their man could be scoring 3 or 4 points, but that's going to happen with the rules now. Like, so you just have to stick at your job. And it looked like McInnesby, when he got on to the left, it was just a simple tap over, but a hand has come out of somewhere again. Like, and no different to Joe McElroy a lot of years ago against Galway as well. Yeah. It's that sort of stuff. The same things you look back on. And that again, I could have just brought it back to a draw game or a point ahead. It's just the wee small centimetres.
I think we were all feeling that if Monaghan were in it down the stretch, given what happened in Derry, given the magic in some of those boots, that they'd be in with a shot. But it did take Jack McCarron to come on and probably inspire it once more. He's a fella you've played with at a club level and a county level. Fellas like that are kind of 10 a penny, but we're all going to be trying to develop footballers like that. Look at John Heston coming off the bench today and kicking a 2-pointer too. They're so important in the modern game.
So important, yeah, Tommy, but it's a big call for management nowadays. Like I think the day is nearly gone. When you start your strongest team, you have to really look at that last quarter to see who you can look around and trust for the big moments, because it is clutch moments that are keeping teams in games and winning big moments. And you know, Ken Heslin coming off the bench today, like that call has worked out unbelievably for Westmeath, and it's a sign now that maybe you don't have to go back in October or November to do all this slog. Like, if you can just keep the body tipping along and have the trust in the management and players that you can do the business. But you know, funny, we were speaking about, like, Ryan O'Toole kicked a point a couple of minutes previous to the Jacks 2-pointer, and the crowd was, you know, it was lull. There was, you know, you're wondering if they have umbrellas up so they couldn't clap or anything, but yeah, he just turned and on the left straight over the black spot, and as soon as it was over, just lifted everybody. Yeah, and then Steve got on one and got a point. Yeah. And then he got the 2-pointer. So like, I don't know, you'd be all week dissecting these games at the moment. Like, it's just coming back just briefly there at the moment. It's you know, what a spectacle it was.
Yeah, it's Mayo next for Monaghan. The former Monaghan coach Andy Moran is the Mayo manager. He was in Clonus today. He'd been watching on. He'll know the Monaghan boys inside out. They'd have to pick themselves up again now. Back to back games in extra time. Fellas probably dropping late on. Armagh going to play Derry and another Ulster team, but they're probably in a good position themselves that they're winning today, and they'll enjoy this and celebrate, and they'll bring that group even closer together.
And the worst thing is, Tommy, unfortunately, I've lost Ulster finals, and there's no worse feeling. You are forgotten about straight away. Nobody remembers what some of the lads have done today here, like, and it's unfortunate for the last month of excitement they're after giving us. But Andy's going to know them boys inside out now, and you know, it's they're front runners to get ahead in that game already, because this time next week it'll be the first time where the Monaghan guys will be able to sort of just sit back and try to get themselves focused again, and that ain't simple. But thank God it's 2 weeks and not next weekend or anything like that there. So it used to be when you lost an Ulster final, you're out the week after in a qualifier, and you're never able to get the show back on the road. So there is a second chance. If they don't win the next day, there is another chance, and that'll give them, has to give them belief today that they're able to perform at the top level, because you know, they didn't show during the league, the Division 1 side, but they have in the last 6 weeks. There's no doubt about it. If they can get all the players available to them on the field and gelling together, you know, Monaghan are definitely, there's no doubt about it, a top 5-6 team.
A quick question, and it sounds like a silly one because they won an All-Ireland just 2 years ago. Armagh, where are they in the shake-up now for Sam Maguire in July?
Yeah, they're 100% in the shake-up, Tommy. But they are going to enjoy this. You've seen the celebrations here behind us. They are going to, and rightly so, enjoy it for the next couple of weeks. Derry's sitting there. They'll be analysing it tonight. I can guarantee there'll be management and players looking at some of the players who are playing today and sussing them out. So it'll be all roads to Athletic Grounds. Look, it'll be this time next week before they get tuned in. Management will have to get tuned in maybe during the week about it, but Derry will not fear Armagh. I think Derry starting 15, like, you know, are as good as anybody in the country when they can get it going, and they'll be looking at the Monaghan game as a bit of a freak what happened. Maybe it wasn't a freak as we've seen today, but Armagh, no doubt about it, they're in the shake-up. If they can get over Derry, hey, the whole thing just opens up again for them. And I don't think anybody's really feared anybody anymore. I mean, there's no doubt there's 6-7 teams there that are looking at that going, if we can get a run together here and a bit of momentum, anything's possible.
It's a great place to be for Gaelic football in general. Kieran Hughes, thanks for covering the game for us today and Off the Ball in Clone. It's a great occasion. Wasn't to be for Monaghan, but Armagh will celebrate this one. We'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate that, folks. Thank you.
Well, Monaghan did have all the energy and the momentum, Kieran, in that last 10. I was talking to Rory Grogan there, and he mentioned how you kind of equipped them to go at them in extra time. Well, what did you say? And I know you made a couple of switches, but what are you trying to do to get the energy back in your favour?
I don't think it's so much energy. They just have to believe in themselves. Like, you know, some teams are good at stepping off and creating that space between you and them to stop them running. Like, you try and have to eat that space up. Like, you have to make, you know, teams make decisions, and, you know, we weren't making Monaghan make decisions. And I think we just got a wee bit lazy then too, both in the first half and the second half when we went ahead. But with players of, like, you know, Brannigan, O'Hanlon, you know, McCarron's quality, like, you know, you just can't stand off because they're always just a 2 point shot away. You know, you hit two or three pointers now, like, or 2 pointers, and like, it's game on again, no matter how far you are in front. So, like, it's just about keeping them focused on what the game is supposed to be now. Like, everybody wants you to score, nobody wants you to defend, so that's, whether you like it or not, that's the game you have to play.
Darren McMullen mightn't have had his shooting boots on, but am I right in saying he'll go down and in with Joe McElroy is getting the paw on that last play at the end of the morning? Yeah,
wasn't McMullen? Darren's what he called it, like, an exceptional player. And again, like, you know, he got a lot of attention today. Like, he's not a big fella, but an exquisite footballer, like, especially on the ball. So, you know, you can tell, like, it's a hard game, like, when he's cramping, because he can run all day, him and Joey. So, yeah, I think it was him that got the hand to it, but listen, as I said, those scraps, those 1%ers are key in that type of day. Like, it was just, things can go either way.
On a wet day like that, your hands, the basic skills.
Yeah, she's seen it, like, a couple of times, like, balls slipping out, like, you know, from fellas that you put your house on, like, from both teams, but it's just part and parcel of it.
You seem to have the edge in it, though.
Possibly when I counted at the end, we were poor at it at different times. But again, I just didn't think we took enough shots in the second half. Like, we were efficient. We were more efficient in the second half than we were in the first, but we just didn't get enough shots off.
Final, what's it do for the group? You know, you mentioned there you won an All-Ireland title. Like, that, what else could bond you as much as that? But this journey for Ulster has been a journey of its own as well.
Yeah, listen, I'm sure there's loads of people watching that could think that they could be here and beating us. But in front of those fellas, they've played in four finals. Like, it was 1 point that separated them in the other three. Like, 1 point from play, like, the other ones went to penalties, and even, like, you know, we had our chances in that one. So, like, they're showing that they're quality. But the thing about Ulster is there's a lot of quality around it, and, you know, you have to be at your very best. It does come down to those small margins, whether it's penalties or those free kicks on a particular day. But just today they're on the right side of it, and, like, I suppose a lot of that want came out, like, in extra time. Like, they didn't want to let it slip, and fair play to them. Like, you know, they deserve huge credit for what they did. Like, you know, people sort of say, oh, it's icy at halftime. It's like all to do with it. It's more what's in their hearts that determine it.